To be a girl is to be a flower. It is to bloom gently yet sorrowfully. Us as seeds, sheltered under the ground, which we would detest. Our petals beg for the darkness to hold them once more. Just once more. We have become addicts to the sun. As we peek from the ground, our first drop of the rays render us drunk. We emerge with a quickness now. To be a girl is to be a flower. We sprout joyfully. Green liveliness expels from our smiles. Also bright and wonderful, we were so wonder-filled. Creeping closer and closer to our mammoth of a sun, he can shrivel us into dark ashes whenever he wants. Our roots had tried to warn us of this. We listen with open ears and closed minds. To be a girl is to be a flower. Be still from us and we let them. We cannot fight, we tell ourselves. We tell ourselves that they are deserving, that our loud colors, the curls and twists of our petals and leaves, they drive them mad. We take a guilty pride in it, almost, to hide how much we miss what they've stolen. We miss our soft darkness and the hard roots that tried to guide us. To be a girl is to be a flower. To be a flower is to be born of the soil and to die of the sun. The soil welcomes us as it did our roots. Our mothers. It encompasses our wilted petals and our leaking stems. It takes them from us as we are pulled down to our forever loved darkness. We are barren, seeds again, that have seen the sun, that have met the bees, that did not listen to our roots. To be a girl is to be a root. After our journey, we know now, almost omniscient in the ways of the world, of the brutality faced in just one season, we tell ourselves, our seeds, that the darkness is not boring. Our roots were the best protection we had ever been given, and we wish we had listened before we bloomed. To be a girl is to be a flower.